fingers dry. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities alive. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I could be plundered of my big home. The bees are buzzing, the bees make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Well, I need a unicorn.
You need a what?
A unicorn.
What's a unicorn?
Well, let me explain it to you.
A long time ago, when the earth was green,
there was more kind of animals than you'd ever seen.
They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorns. There was green alligators and long neckies, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God saw some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain.
He said, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do.
The what?
Build me a floating zoo.
Right.
And pick out some of them green alligators and long neckies, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer that call. He finished up building the ark just as the rain started falling.
He marched in the animals two by two, and he cried out as they went through,
hey Lord, I got you!
Green alligators and long neckies,
some humpback camels and some chimpanzees,
some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn,
I just can't see no unicorn.
Unicorn! Unicorn! Unicorn!
The ark started moving and drifting with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away.
And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day.
You'll see green alligators and long neckies,
some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Imagine talking to a
tiger. Ow!
Chatting with a cheetah.
What a neat achievement that would be.
Hey!
To talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree.
We study elephant and eagle.
Wow!
Buffalo and beagle. Alligator, guinea pig, and fleas.
Whee!
We can birds and polar bear and python.
When we would curse influence kangaroo.
Oh!
We'd say a push-push can do so bad.
We'd
be
disturbed with our furry friends and two animals. Think of all the things we could discuss. If we could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, run, scream, squawk with the animals, they could talk to us.
Thank you.
lunch with two or three lions.
Walruses and sea lions.
What a lovely place the world would be.
If we talk slang to orangutans, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see.
Discussing Eastern arts and dramas
with intellectual llamas. That's a big step forward. You agree? We learn to speak in a little better tongue.
Our Pekingese would be extremely good.
If we were asked to be an hippopotamus,
we'd say, why not?